No, I really don't. I didn't hear him say.
Mm-hmm. Have no idea.
No idea.
Ninth grade, just not sure.
No.
Okay. What about your mother? Was she a housewife or did...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Any idea of her schooling?
Well, now I believe she went through the 8th. Uh-huh, because there was a school out there by the name of Nolan Springs School, too, out there where the cemetery is. And I've heard them talk about, you know, they went there to school.
And you said that you went to school here in Fort Smith.
Mm-hmm. I went to Trustee in the first grade, Trustee School, and it's been moved now. It's up on North 6th Street, and then I went to Duval School.
And how far along did you go?
I went through the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your grandparents either on your...
I don't, on my father's side. Now, I think that they might have been, in fact, I guess they were dead before I was born, or either old enough to remember, because I don't remember any of them. I remember my father's two sisters, but I didn't know his parents. But I do know my grandmother, Putman, Taylor Putman. Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea of where she was born?
My grandmother Taylor?
Right.
Yeah, she was born out on Mazard Prairie, I believe, out there, because they owned land out there. Then they moved up here and bought this up here where this Catholic church is.
Now, is that, you said Mazard?
Uh-huh.
Prairie, is that part of Fort Smith?
Yeah,
or?
That's a outlying district out here between...
Separate little township.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a suburb.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been its own little community for years, but we've grown out to it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mazard, the name of the place.
M-A-S-S-A-R-D. Mazard Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Was your grandmother a housewife?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea of her schooling, how far she got or anything like that?
No, I sure don't, huh?
Well, what about her husband? Was he born in this area, do you know?
Yes, uh-huh.
In Fort Smith?
Well, he was born, I think, around Hackett.
Hackett.
Uh-huh. And his name was Null, N-U-L-L. Now, that was my mother's name. See, she married again after he died, and she married this Mr. Putman.
Now, Hackett, is that something?
That's
like
a little city, right, a little town right down here, about maybe 20 or 25 miles.
Mm-hmm. Which direction is that?
South.
South of Fort Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Mr. Noah do for a living?
He was a farmer. Mm-hmm. They owned a lot of land down here at the end of Spradling Avenue down there on the river.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any contact with the farm when you were growing up?
Yes, a little.
That's good. You make those questions easier then.
Yeah.
What it's all about.
Any idea of Mr. Noah's education, how far you got?
No,
And you say you just don't know a thing about your grandparents on your father's side?
No.
It's not a thing.
I met two of his sisters. They used to visit me quite a lot, even after I was married, until just, you know, a few years back. And, but I never did meet his brother or his mother and father.
You told me on the phone, I think, how old you are.
73. A young 73.
Right. Beautifully young 73. She can do more than most 40s can.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. I know that to be a fact from meeting people that they're pretty durable.
You know what we used to think when I was young, you know, my kids were little, we used to think, well, that old woman, she's an old woman, 40 years old.
But now the kids say, if you're 25 or 30 years
old. You're
old woman.
That's right.
That's changing rapidly.
You say you worked at the telephone office?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I started when I was 14 years old.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.